Reading Comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear four short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the four statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the four statements.
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Now let us begin part 1 with question number 1. Number 1. Look at the picture mark number 1 in your test book. A. The girl has bought something from the lion. B. The woman is standing outside the store. C. The boy is looking in the store window. D. The man is talking through the window to the girl. Number 2. Look at the pick number 2 in your test book.
A. The man has been hit by the truck. B. The man is driving a truck. C. The man is making a delivery. D. The man is going around the truck.
Look at the picture mark number 3 in your test book. A. The rocks are in the water. B. They are digging for clams. C. They are using a lake. D. The ducks are swimming away. Number 4. Look at the picture mark number 4 in your test book.
A. The sticks are in a bundle. B. The fork is on the right. C. He is about to fall down. D. Boxes are piled on the rock.
Number 5. Look at the picture mark number 5 in your test book.
A. The flowers are in bloom. B. Select the flowers. C. Flowers fill the room. D. The flowers are standing in a row.
Number 6. Look at the picture mark number 6 in your test book.
A. They are approaching the building. B. They like to get up before dawn. C. The class was about to move. D. The students are sitting on the lawn.
Look at the mark number 7 in your test book.
A. The trucks are unable to stop. B. The people are trying to close the window. C. Trucks are in front of the building. D. The streets are very crowded.
Number 8. Look at the picture mark number 8 in your test book.
A. Trainers are walking in and out.
B. A chain is stretched across the entrance. C. The boxes have been placed end to end. D. Bone has ruined the pavement. Number 9. Look at the picture mark number 9 in your test book.
A. They are holding one another. B. He is looking over his shoulder. C. The couple are looking out the window. D. He is unable to stand.
Number 10. Look at the picture mark number 10 in your test book.
A. Water plug has been put in.
B. The wires lead into the well. C. The wires
wire does not connect to a plug. D. The plug has been removed from the socket. Number 11. Look at the picture marked number 11 in your test book. A. The man is looking at the horse. B. The man is riding the horse. C. The photographer is stooped in front of the horse. D. The man is taking a picture of the horse. Number 12. Look at the picture marked number 12 in your test book.
A. The bicycles are in a line. B. The bicyclist is kneeling in a line. C. A man is walking along the road. D. A car is racing the bicycle.
Number 13. Look at the picture marked number 13 in your test book. A. The men are planting the rails. B. The caddy taken out. C. The crew is filming the New Art Museum. D. The man is pouring from a pitcher. Number 14. Look at the picture marked number 14 in your test book.
A. The man has left the pool. B. The child is sitting on the edge of the pool. C. The cup is already full. D. The pool cannot hold water.
Number 15. Look at the picture marked number 15 in your test book. A. The gardeners are planting the cactus. B. There are flowers on the cactus plants. C. Flowers are being taken from the garden. D. The garden is planted with vegetables. Number 16. Look at the picture marked number 16 in your test book.
A. The phones are off the wall. B. The men are holding the phones. Only one telephone is being used. D. The man is being called to the phone.
Number 17. Look at the picture marked number 17 in your test book.
A. The cats are able to avoid the ladder. B. The kitten is falling into the sink. C. The cat is standing in the water. D. The kitten is getting a bath.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 18 in your test book. A. 10 people went to the beach. B. The tent is in the shade of the trees. C. Only 1/10 of the trees survived. D. The campers are very tense. Number 19. Look at the picture marked number 19 in your test book.
A. The young women are running a race. B. The girls have erased the board. C. The racers are stepping onto the track. D. The girl is picking up the eraser.
Number 20. Look at the picture marked number 20 in your test book.
A. Travelers are picking up their luggage. B. The bags are on the floor. C. The luggage has been moved to the back. D. The baggage was taken around to the other door.
Part 2. In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English, followed by three responses also spoken in English. The question and the responses will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. You are to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear,
"A. I'm fine, thank you.
B. I'm in the living room.
C. This is John."
The best response to the question, "How are you?" is true. choice A.
I am fine, thank you. Therefore, you should choose answer A.
Now let us begin part 2 with question number 21.
Number 21. When do you expect to put your new aircraft into service?
A. It's scheduled for next September. B. Yes, but only between Singapore and Kuala Lumpur. C. No, I prefer civilian life.
Number 22. Can you tell me which is the Chavez apartment?
A. Yes, I heard I bought a house. B. It's an engine part, perhaps a valve. C. Yes, number 229 at the end of the hall.
Number 23. Where are you staying?
A. I take a taxi. B. You don't think I'm telling the truth. C. At the Meridian Hotel, downtown.
Number 24.
Can I help you with something?
A. It could have been anything. B. Yes, I'm looking for a typewriter. C. Yes, I know you couldn't help it.
Number 25. What does he need the money for?
A. He took it with him.
B. To pay off some debts.
C. He doesn't have enough time.
Number 26. Will you help me move this heavy box?
A. Sure. You take the other end.
B. Turn right at the next corner.
C. I think it's too expensive.
Number 27. How long will it take to get to the restaurant?
A. We left a half hour ago. B. We'll be going in my car. C. Only a few minutes. It's just a couple of blocks away.
Number 28. Is this the headquarters for G. Horton and Company?
A. Yes, it is. May I help you? B. No, he checked out earlier this morning. C. We manufacture radio components.
Number 29.
When did they conduct the investigation?
A. More than a year ago.
B. I thought it was too loud.
C. Yes, that's right.
Number 30.
Will you be able to repair this broken cup? It was a gift from my mother.
A. I'm sorry, she must be in a lot of pain.
B. I'm sure she'll like it very much.
C. Yes, I have a glue made especially for fine porcelain.
Number 31.
Do you think I should send this data up to the accounting department without analyzing it?
A. I'm sure I left it in my office.
B. Yes, they need it as soon as they can get it.
C. I'd go to the hospital if I were you.
Number 32. How tall is the Grant building?
A. It's 14 stories.
B. It's on the fourth floor.
C. It's near Main Street.
Number 33.
Why is he the one who's always asked to do it?
A. They come through one at a time.
B. We draw our clients' needs.
C. Because he's the only one who knows how.
Number 34. Could you lend me 20 cents for a phone call?
A. It's over by the elevators. B. I'm sorry, I don't have any change. C. Check with the manager to see if it's okay.
Number 35. Do we have any reason to think they won't pay on time?
A. Yes, I'm here early. B. It's already noon, so we shouldn't be going.
C.
C. Yes, they've been late on their last three payments.
Number 36.
Have you even begun to write your report?
A. No, I must have lost it.
B. Yes, I'd like to read it.
C. No, I've been too busy with other things.
Number 37. Why does the president have to sign off on
A. It won't take long to put it back up.
B.
Because nobody else can approve such a large expenditure.
C.
I'm sure we can take care of it quickly.
Number 38.
Is green the only color that's coming?
A. I prefer to stay outside, thank you.
B. We have some black ones, but the coloring isn't good.
C. Well, I think we have one pair in a size 8.
I'm looking for the manager. Is he around?
A. Just a minute. I'll ask him back.
B. He worked here for 3 years.
C. I think you'd be a great manager.
Number 40. Do you have that postal rate information I asked for?
A. No, I won't be needing any today.
B. Yes, they were mailed out this morning.
C. Yes, it's on my desk. I'll go get it.
Number 41. Will the shuttle get me to Boston by 7 o'clock?
A. At 7 o'clock, I expect to be in a meeting.
B.
Yes, it arrives at 6:20.
C.
I think they go quite often.
Number 42. Did you hear? Arnold is dropping out of school.
A. Oh, I hope it didn't break.
B.
No, I was busy reading.
C.
Yes, he told me he has to work some girls.
Number 43. Did you see this morning's headlines?
A. No, I forgot to go to the meeting.
B.
I subscribed to a couple of newspapers.
C.
Yes, but I expected Congress to do the wrong thing.
Number 44.
Where did you go last night?
A. I wore my blue suit.
B. At the regional office.
C. I turned to a baseball game. Number 45. What are our options on this equipment?
A. We can buy or lease, whichever we prefer.
B.
Yes, it's a very good deal.
C.
No, that's not a good idea.
Number 46. What was behind her leaving?
A. She was behind it.
B.
She wants to finish her education.
She didn't know.
Number 47. How much longer until they arrive?
A. It'll be only a few minutes now.
B.
We have to add at least 20 centimeters.
C.
No, I don't expect them.
Number 48. Can you tell me where the supervisor is?
A. It's in the mail room.
B. She ought to be in the office.
C. I didn't know that.
Number 49.
How did you like the first speaker?
A. I thought he made some good points.
B. Yes, I would like to speak first.
C. We met after I spoke.
Number 50. Did they say they want to adopt our system of management?
A. Yes, they're looking for managers.
B.
No, they prefer to do things their way.
C.
Yes, they're adaptable.